And I've got Dr. Lucy Spokes with me, or Lucinda is your Sunday name, I guess,
absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely. Hi, hello.
Lucy, is the... what's your actual title, Lucy?
So I'm the coordinator of Cambridge Science Festival.
Okay. And you're just telling me off air there that you've been involved with it for a number of years, actually.
Yes, so I've been with the university now for 4 years. It's my fifth festival I've coordinated. So right. A marvellous thing to be involved with.
And so what's the history of the Science Festival? I mean, how long has it been going? And
so we're 23 this year.
Wow,
so
really?
I think it's one of the longest running science festivals in the country. So 23 years old.
And you know, science kind of sounds like a dry subject, but I'm sure it's not by any means. Do you have any sort of difficulty in either getting people to want to be involved or in even coming up with a list of topics to talk about?
Oh no, we have too many things to talk about. We have to try and lower the list and reduce the list. There's so much interesting things. It impacts all of our lives. And so for us, it's a... we have to be really careful about what we pick, so that there's a sort of a theme running through it. This year we're getting personal. We're looking at health and disease and our impact on the world this year. Last year we looked at data and knowledge. So too much choice. And that's one of the...
It strikes me it's a bit like Desert Island Discs. It's what do you leave out,
yes.
I guess.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And so this year, I mean, obviously Cambridge, great place to have it because of all the obvious stuff about Cambridge and so on. Do you find that it's mostly academics that come along to it, or is it just regular people?
No, it's absolutely for everybody. So most of our audience are members of the public. Some have no scientific knowledge, but are just an interest. Some, of course, might be experts. That's the joy of this city, but it's for absolutely everybody. From ages, we have events from ages 3 all the way up to, well, I think our oldest person I've ever said is about 90 who's come to the festival. So for absolutely everybody.
And I was quite fascinated. Going onto the website there, you can download a copy of the brochure as you might find if you go on there. You were telling me that the number of events is enormous.
Yeah, this year we've got 301 events. So
wow.
Hopefully there's something for absolutely everybody to choose from.
So is that the best place to go to find out about it, do you
think?
Yeah,
so online you can download our programme. There's still some hard copies of the programme outside Don Lewis in the City Library and at the Tourist Information Centre. So if you're around in Cambridge, pick one up and have a browse through. With 300, it's easier to do it on with a hard copy of the programme.
Now, I was just reading out a little bit earlier on the kind of things. So there's events such as exhibitions.
Yeah.
No doubt there'll be talks, I'm sure,
yeah.
And so on. Give us a bit of a flavour of some of the things that you can expect to hear and see.
So we've got exhibitions, we've got lots and lots of talks for all ages, we've got performances, so we work with Cambridge Junction to programme sort of science theatre, science comedy type events, we've got films, science films, and we've got a huge selection of hands-on activities, so workshops, come along, meet the scientists, come and talk to scientists, come and try out some of the science that we do here in Cambridge, and on the say lots of different topics, but with a theme of looking at health and disease and what our impact is on the world in which we live in.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of, around Christmas you get the Faraday lectures, don't we,
yeah.
On TV. Is some of it a bit like that insofar as you have an expert talking to an audience and so
on? Yes, and in the way of something like those Faraday Christmas lectures, some of them have very explosive components as well. So one of our absolute festival favourites is Dr. Pete Wuthers from the chemistry lab, and he will be blowing things up live on stage.
Hopefully fairly safely though.
Yes, we've seen the risk assessment and it's all okay. So yes, so people will be there, people will be doing we'll have explosions, we're also looking at chemistry live on stage as well, and we'd be talking about teenagers, hopefully not doing experiments on them, but lots of different activities for people to come and see and do.
Right, and we had just a couple of weeks ago, we had a chap who was the chairman of the Cambridge Astronomy Society came in. I saw in the brochure that there is stuff about space and stars and
yeah.
So on. Yeah, yeah.
So we've got Professor Jerry Gilmore from the Institute of Astronomy. He's going to talk about the Gaia satellite. So that's up there now and it's mapping every single star, over a billion stars in our own Milky Way. So he's going to be talking about the first data release from that satellite, which came out end of last year. So to see what that shows us. The Institute of Astronomy is open for the whole day on the Saturday the 25th of March, the second Saturday of the festival. And again, they'll have talks and hands-on activities. So lots to do with space. As well as physics departments open, so we'll have activities and talks within physics, and maths, and I can go on and on and on.
No, that's what you're
Yeah. So lots of activities on lots of different subjects throughout the 2 weeks. So we run for the whole 2 weeks. We start on Monday and run for the whole 2 weeks.
Okay, and then you said that the theme this time around is get personal. So give us some examples of how that's actually going to show itself then.
So we are perhaps not starting, I think it's the wrong word, but we do have a virtual autopsy. So we're looking at, with thankfully a live body rather than a dead body, at the Babbage Lecture Theatre next week.
So what is this? Is this somebody lying down?
Yeah, somebody's lying down.
Right.
And we have the pathologist, Susie Lishman, who's the president of the Royal College of Pathologists. And she's going to show, with a marker pen and not with a scalpel, thankfully, what pathologists do and how they work out how somebody has died. And she's going to look at, we're doing it as the perils of modern life. So she's going to look at the impact of diet and smoking and alcohol and lack of exercise on our bodies. And hopefully it will encourage some of the audience to think about you studying medicine as a career, but also all of us to think about how we treat our bodies perhaps better than we do.
I'm not sure if I'd like to go to that. You might find out too much.
Absolutely. And right from the beginning of birth, we're looking at how embryos develop in the womb, and how what happens then can affect our health as we grow. That's Professor Graham Burton is going to be talking on that on Saturday. All the way through to cancer, and how Cambridge is one of the world's leading expert centres on working out how cancer happens and how we can prevent cancer and treat cancer better, and to dementia and ageing. So the whole lifespan from before birth all the way through to hopefully healthy ageing.
Right, and there's just been something in the news, I think, over the last few days about cancer and some new discoveries I think they've made about how they can adjust some of the, I'm not sure if it was the chromosomes or something, to actually, you know, because the holy grail, of course, of cancer is to get your body to somehow adjust to fight cancer itself rather than give drugs. And I know I heard something on the news saying that they're discovering ways to do that now. So hopefully that will be in some of the talks.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about chromosomes, one of the really interesting things that some of the scientists are doing are working with artists to sort of visualise what's happening with chromosomes, how they fold themselves and how that impacts on our health. So they've worked with a visual artist and a sound artist to produce a performance piece, which will be shown for the first time as part of the festival. And it's in hidden rooms, so it should be in a rather nice atmosphere, sort of in a nightclub atmosphere, to see this audiovisual piece based on the science that scientists at the Baberman Institute are doing, looking at how our chromosomes fold and affect our health. So really interesting selection of things for people who are interested in what we call the hard sciences, all the way through to people who are interested in sort of that more the arts and creative side of science.
But, you know, about a byproduct, perhaps, of doing it in that way could be to introduce it to people who would otherwise think science was kind of boring, really, I guess.
Yes, and we hope that all of our speakers will be able to explain why they do the science that they do and why it's important. And hopefully people will be interested in finding out more. Things like our drop-in hands-on activities are a really great starting point for people, as well as lots of activities for family groups. We also have a drop-in session for adults on their own. So if you want to come along and find out more about science, things, science that you might not know anything about, or don't think you're really that keen on sitting through an hour's talk, you're very happy, welcome to come along to the Guildhall on Saturday the 18th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock and come and talk to the scientists directly and try out some experiments.
Oh, really? So you have question and answer sessions there too?
Yes, you can come and talk directly to them and you can try out their experiments, and there won't be a child in the way, so that you can have a great opportunity to try it yourself.
So I guess there are, as you've just been explaining, there some activities that are specifically for adults and so on.
Yeah.
Other activities, presumably for younger children. How far down the age range would you say?
So we have special activities, a few special activities for really young children, sort of age 3 upwards, particularly with the museum. So they run special activities designed for that age group, preschoolers. Then most of our hands-on activities are very suitable for people who are sort of 7, 8 upwards.
And also, in the brochure, I know there are ways and means that you can pre-book. Is that something you'd recommend? Because do they get very busy, some of these?
Yeah, so some of the talks our first talk booked out within 45 minutes of opening, which is incredible. So Cambridge Science Centre do a talk each year for us, and John London, their presenter, is talking about light. 45 minutes. That was just incredible for a 450-seater lecture theatre. So people, for those ones, only to book, will book very easy, but there's still plenty of seats around, available, and lots of events you just drop in on the day.
And all of that information you can find on the website, yep. In terms of how many seats are available and so forth.
Yes.
Okay. And I assume that there is a cost for some of these events, is there?
Almost all of our events are completely free. Just a few theatre events and a few comedy events, but absolutely everything else is completely free. So.
And again, that's made clear, very clear on the website.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And the website address, just so...
it is www.sciencefestival.cam.ac.uk.
Okay. Just before you go, I'm just interested, because you were again talking to me just off air before there about your background and so on. So how did you get involved in this then?
So I spent 14 years as a research scientist. I looked at... I collected rain and dust for 14 years of my life. It was a wonderful time.
It sounds riveting.
So I was looking at the impact of human activity and how that affects our oceans. So I was mostly looking at the impact of cars and the Danish pig industry. So looking at waste from pigs.
You used to hear a lot about acid rain years ago. You never seem to hear too much about that
these
thankfully
days. We've done an awful lot to reduce the amount of acidic compounds going up into the atmosphere. We've still got a long way to go, and there's another thing about air pollution that's in the news at the moment, about local air pollution and how that can be very harmful. So a lot still to go, but a lot of work has been done. Yeah, so then I, after that I worked in schools, and as I say, I've been with the festival for the last 4 years.
And that was the final question I was just going to ask you there. You mentioned about schools. Is part of your role in being the organiser of the Science Festival to do some outreach work too?
We do take scientists into schools throughout the festival and throughout the year, and we encourage our researchers to go into schools because we think it's a really important way of trying to encourage people, the young people, to become scientists, because in our opinion it's one of the best jobs in the world.
You know you'd say that. So if schools are interested, do they do it proactively by contacting you?
Yeah, they can contact us and we'll try our best to help, and or we can put them in touch with other parts of the university that do outreach into schools.
Excellent. Well, Lucy, I hope it all goes well. Starts on Monday.
Yes. Yeah.
Runs through to the Sunday, the...
26th of March.
Through the day and in the evenings?
Yeah, so most of our talks during the week are in the evening, starting around 6 o'clock. There's a few daytime things in the week. Then we have a huge big weekend on the first weekend. That's the 18th and 19th of March in central Cambridge, with a big hands-on space at the Guildhall on the Downing site, and lots of talks for families on the new museum site in the Babbage Lecture Theatre. Then we do another week of talks, and then on the second weekend, on the Saturday, we're over at the West Cambridge site off Madingley Road, where we've got lots of our physical sciences open, departments open, and on Sunday we're over at the hospital looking at biomedical sciences.
Great stuff. Thanks ever so much for coming in. I do hope you have a great success. I'm sure you will, based on the 45-minute rule there. And maybe I'll get along and see some of those things anyway.
Do hope so.
All right, thanks. That's Lucy Spokes, Dr. Lucy Spokes, indeed. Old Cinder, to give her Sunday name. And the Cambridge Science Festival, as she says, starts this coming Monday.